Y'all, the kids are coming back.
I think they know about us and tried to sneak up.
Sneak up? Oh, Racy Cup.
So, Abby, what'd you think about the Christmas story Pawpaw read?
It was good. I've just never heard it before.
Really? I thought everyone had heard the story about Jesus' birth. That's wild.
Well, I've heard a few people say his name before, but I don't know anything about him.
Wow, I guess we think because we know about Jesus, everyone does.
Yeah, I've always gone to church and heard Bible stories about him. I just thought all you guys had too.
Well, it makes me super sad that we've never talked about any of this before. Abby, you're one of my best friends, and I had no idea you didn't know anything about Jesus.
It's okay.
No, it's not okay. As your BFF, I should have already told you this. Jesus came to Earth to give his life for you. He loves you. And I want you to know all about him because I love you. We all love you, Abby.
I know I drive you guys crazy because I worry about things so much.
That's just it. When you choose to live your life for Jesus, you don't have to worry about anything anymore. There's a Bible verse my mom says all the time. She says, turn your worries over to the Lord because he cares for you.
You might want to get her a plaque or something with that on it.
Ernie!
Abby knows I'm only kidding. That's just my love language.
I got your love language.
It's all good, Ernie. If you didn't tease me, I'd think you were mad at me.
Abby, Jesus wants to be your best friend. So, are you cool with me telling you some more about him?
Sure.
Well, you heard the first part of the story a while ago, about him coming to Earth and being born in a manger.
When he grew up, he traveled around doing miracles and teaching people God's word.
That was his love language.
Yeah, he is love. Perfect love.
He gave his life for us. People who didn't understand who he was killed him. They tortured him, nailed him to a cross, and let him hang there till he died. He could have stopped them, but he didn't because he loves us.
Why would he do that for us?
Because we mess up. Because we're sinners. In the Bible, there always had to be some kind of payment made for people's sins to be forgiven. People used to use animals to pay for their sins. They would make a sacrifice to God so he would forgive them. Jesus came to be the ultimate payment for everyone's sins. He died to save us once and for all.
So, how does it work? How do you get forgiven?
Well, you start by telling Jesus that you know you mess up.
That you worry all the time and you're scared of everything.
Matt, would you stop? We are totally being serious right now.
Just keeping it real.
Tell him you want him to help you stop worrying and being afraid all the time. He'll help you with any problem if you just ask him.
Then you tell him that you believe he is God's son, just like we heard in the Christmas story a while ago, and that you know he came to save you.
The last thing is you ask him to be your savior and you give your life to him. It sounds kind of confusing, but the closer you get to him, the more he helps you understand it all.
Yes, it'll all become black and white to you.
I promise you, Abby, it's the most awesome way to live your life.
I think I'd like to do it. So, do we pray?
Yes! Come on, you guys!
What are you doing?
Well, when I've seen pictures of people praying, they're always on their knees.
Well, I think Jesus already changed you. You got dirt on you, and you didn't freak out.
Oh my goodness, I didn't even think about it.